You're listening to the Daily Bible Lesson, and I am Brother Don. Today is the 14th day of studying Revelation, and our focus is Revelation chapter 5, verse 1. We use the Passion Translation. We see a scroll. It is a scroll with seven seals. It is a legal document of some kind, which means it can only be unsealed with someone who has the proper authority. A search is made, but no one can be found that has the authority to open the seals. Why is the scroll so important? Perhaps it's the Book of Life, which reveals who will enter the coming heavenly kingdom. John is so distraught that he begins to cry. He may be thinking that the assurance of eternal life for others, as well as himself, is now in question. Or perhaps John thinks the scroll will unlock the meaning of all we have seen. But I see an elder approaching John and telling him, "No, none of us is worthy. Only one person in all of history is worthy." And the worthy person arrives. He is the Lion of Judah. But then the fierce lion changes, and in his place is a young lamb. We can see Jesus as the lion, but he's also the lamb, the perfect sacrifice for our sins. That fierce lion is not a kitty that sits on your lap and purrs. No, he roars. But he is also the lamb, the gentle lamb of God. He is both. Yet we must not forget, this is a vision, revealing symbols of a higher reality. We know this because a literal lamb is physically unable to unseal a scroll, but this lamb can do that. Yet as we look at this lamb, we can see that he's not absolutely perfect. There are marks of his being slaughtered. There are prints of nails in hands and feet, as well as the mark of a spear in his side. The 24 elders fall on their faces, as do the other four creatures as they worship the Lamb. There are bowls of incense that fill the air with aromas. They represent the prayers of God's people. And everyone begins singing another song of praise to the Lamb of God, the Son of God, the sacrifice of God, the sacrifice from God, the sacrifice to God, the sacrifice that took the sentence of death for us. And what are the words to the song that they now sing? Jesus is worthy of all our praise because of his sacrifice. His blood was the price of redeeming us, freeing us from slavery. Jesus purchased us to bring us to God. We come from every nation, every people group, every language, and every tribal group. We are chosen to be God's, but we must choose God as well. We are formed into a nation of priests, and we reign on earth. And our reign has begun. Really? Do we actually reign? Yes, we reign as priests reign. We bring people to God, we represent God to them, and then represent them to God in intercessory prayer. We listen so we can help bring others to God, help them grow, and help them connect with one another. We are a single kingdom, many churches, but one kingdom, the kingdom of God. We reign as priests under the authority of the Lamb of Judah and the Lamb of God. This has been the Daily Bible Lesson with Brother Don. Jesus says, "Don't keep secret the prophetic words of this book, for the time is near." Revelation 22:10.